I'm Kay. The first item from the front page is Town Bids for Culture title, and it has a photograph of some mounted royalists. And inside, Town launches bid to take first ever UK culture title. Wallingford is bidding to become the first ever town of culture in the UK. The Thameside community has formally entered the competition, setting out an ambitious vision to place one of England's most historically complete towns firmly on the national cultural stage. Wallingford is a historic market town whose story stretches from its Saxon origins through the Norman Conquest. It served as a key crossing point for William the Conqueror to a vibrant present-day community reflected in landmarks such as its town hall, built in 1670. The government-led initiative will see towns from across the country compete for the title, alongside a £3 million investment to deliver a year-long programme of cultural activity and long-term development. For Wallingford, the bid is built not just on a calendar of events, but on a deeper proposition. Town where England's story is both visible and actively lived, and where culture is shaped as much by community participation as by performance. Matt Gleave, Events and Communications Manager at Wallingford Town Council, said, "Wallingford has an extraordinary cultural story to tell. From its Saxon origins and Norman significance to its thriving present-day community, culture here isn't something that happens occasionally, it's part of everyday life. What makes Wallingford distinctive is the way heritage, creativity, and community come together. This bid allows us to share more confidently and invite others to experience it. The proposed programme under the working title Small Town Big Stories will focus on revealing and connecting the layers of Wallingford's past and present, combining heritage, arts, storytelling, and community-led activity. It aims to animate the entire town, from its historic streets and green spaces to the riverside and surrounding landscape. While larger destinations often dominate the cultural conversation, Wallingford's bid highlights the unique role that smaller towns play in shaping national identity. With its Saxon street patterns still intact, its royal charter dating from 1155, and a strong tradition of civic life that continues today, the town offers both authenticity and continuity. The bid will also build on existing partnerships across the town, working with local organisations, volunteers, schools and creative groups to ensure the programme is both inclusive and locally rooted. If successful, the Town of Culture designation would support a step change in Wallingford's cultural offer, helping to develop new audiences, strengthen the local economy, and position the town more prominently within the UK's cultural landscape. Further details about the bid and opportunities to get involved will be shared in the coming months, says Wallingford Town Council.